Hello, hello, and welcome to Surrender Soul Chats and Guided Meditations, Season 2, 1111, which is all about new beginnings. I am your host, Randasia Williams. Those who know my soul call me Franny, and I'm the owner and founder of Guided Surrender, which is a lifestyle and wellness company that is based in releasing resistance, fear-based resistance that keeps us and blocks us from our manifestations, our spiritual, mental, and physical healing. So if you are on a healing journey, you're in the right place. This is a home for healing, and we are so happy to have you here. And this is my co-host, who I'll let introduce herself.
Hello, Queens. My name is Nicole Boutier. I am the founder of Female Makers. Please feel free to follow my journey for a collective of female entrepreneurs and micro female creators at femalemakers.org.
And enjoy this episode.
I'm very routine with sleep. I go to bed usually about the same time I wake up. Physically, my body will wake up at the same time every single day. I don't like sleep in. I blame this on my younger self, because younger Nicole, girl, the way I was 20 and I would need 14 hours of sleep, love her. She's not here anymore. She's moved on. She's moved on. I don't even think I could physically sleep for 14 hours anymore. I'm on that mom-like energy with no kids.
Hashtag mom. You might be transitioning into a new season. I think so many new seasons are actually on the brink right now, and you might spiritually and physically be catching up to a new plane, which might be why you feel that way.
I definitely feel like I'm transitioning. It's so interesting when you can recognize your transition versus like just being in it and like moving through it like you're on autopilot. But when you take a moment, you can actually physically see it. I think that also comes with maturity though, too. Like when you're growing, you can kind of notice things a little bit sooner than like when you were younger and you weren't like really there to see what's really happening around you. You help a lot with that though for me too. There's times where I'm like moving so quick and you'll say something like that. And then I'll be like, you know what? You're right. I am really transitioning right now. I am like really leveling up to a different stage that I didn't think I was. I mean, girl, I may be like hanging on the step, but I'm moving.
I'm on the steps though. Okay. Put me on the ground. I'm elevating slowly.
And then next thing you know, you look back and you go, wow, did I do that? You're like, I did that.
I mean, I would like to pause for the cause and look back. Because I just had a really huge moment with you where I was like, damn, like, where was she a year ago? And what was she experiencing? And now, because we talk about this all the time, like what a difference a year can make. 6 months can make a huge difference. You say this all the time, 90 days is so significant for change.
Woo! The 90 days gives me the chills.
Yeah, 90 days is your thing. And 90 days is such a significant amount of time. It's like a 3 month period. But we think in the midst of something, we think, oh my God, we'll be here forever. And it's like, honestly, everything could be different. And for you, I think that is so symbolic because you've really had a mastermind of a year as far as like change and shifting.
It's so crazy because I had a moment like this and I was like, I can't wait to tell Franny this story. So there's this company I used to do like freelancing for. They're a flower company in the Pacific Northwest, and they do huge, huge installs. So they do like ginormous Christmas trees, and they do oversized props for like a lot of big time clients that basically want to decorate their lobbies. Last year, I would take like a bunch of these just to make extra money. And it's really labor intensive. Like you're climbing on ladders, you're hanging big ornaments. You know, it's a fun time. Like the crew is amazing, but like you're exhausted, you know, you're just really tired. The pay's really not well, but it does its job. You can make like a good amount of money in like a short period of time. So the lady that runs it happened to text me while I was doing this show in Vegas. And she goes, oh, hey, Nicole, you know, I'm just getting ready for the holidays, like getting the roster ready. These are the dates that we're doing it this year. Are you available? And it brought me like so much back to just a very like humble place. And I was just so proud of myself because I was able to say no. Not because, again, not because it wasn't fun and the people weren't great, but like, I don't need it.
Not there.
Financially, I don't. I'm not in that place anymore and I don't need that. And I'm excited to relinquish that position so that they can fill somebody else who does need that, you know? And it was just so nice to be able to turn that away.
I love that. I'm so happy for you. And that you recognize that, because sometimes we put ourselves back in situations that we've grown out of comfort and then out of fear and out of guilt, I think sometimes. Sometimes we are, our evolution sometimes can create those feelings of guilt. And we're like, no, let me just go back and heal it. You know, it's like, no, but you're not obligated to that. You know what I mean? You are allowed to grow. And when you grow.
It was the minimum. It was the minimum that you and Jess talk about all the time. It was the, like, that's not my minimum price to get out of bed. So.
I will be in bed.
Right. Baby. I will be in bed.
Baby. That keeps us safe from doing so much extra shit. And you, and I'm going to be honest. Like, I think sometimes there was something that I was supposed to do today. And it definitely wasn't my minimum. And, you know, just having a season and coming out of a season where like, it wasn't as lucrative as what I would have wanted. And I started to go back into that mentality of, oh, do you? And I was like, ah!
Right.
She was like, in between laughs, she was like, okay. He was like, you were trying to help me process my emotion in between royally cracking up, because I was having a panic attack. Even the universe was like, we ain't doing this. And that's why it's important to have your tribe, because when you forget who you are, it happens in the journey. It happens.
Oh, it happens.
It happens.
And to just have that, you know what it is? It's also just the accessibility of sometimes as women, I notice that, especially for me, I'm going to speak for me because we're all different, but for me, sometimes it's, I already know what I'm going to do and I know what the logical part is. I just need the fluff. I need to be able to call you and be like, hey, low key, I'm having a breakdown. I'm thinking extremely irrationally and extremely emotionally, which is totally fine. But I may make a decision based off of those emotions. It's not going to benefit future Nicole. Please, can you A, listen to me, and B, just tell me, like, literally shake me and be like, you're fine.
You're okay. Come back.
It's just like, you're doing a good job. It's just,
you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that often as I need to. Whenever I need to do it, I take full advantage of it. Absolutely.
And I actually think like that's where you have been super supportive for me, is because I don't do that enough. Like, it's like pulling me, it's like pulling teeth. I get like random text messages from one of my close friends, like Yumi, shameless plug, Flex and Fly, go follow. She's amazing. But she'll randomly text me and be like, you're on my spear, is everything okay? And I'll be somewhere at home like, and I won't have told anyone. And you have
just privately Drake crying.
Privately just, you know, contemplating the demise of Frandasia Williams. But you have really created a safe space for me to be like, okay, so don't be the grounded one today. Like, just let's switch places. What's the problem? What are we going through? Like, and I am so grateful, because I think you have given me so through your, and this is the beautiful thing about healing, through you choosing to activate that in your journey, you gave me permission subconsciously to do the same. Through you actively saying like, and it would be like, you would reach out to me and say, oh, I'm just having a day, or I've been crying all day. And I'd be like, let's get on the phone. Let's, even if we have 5 minutes. And then I started being like,
I would literally be crying.
Literally, I would call you and you'd be in the office and you'd be like, it's just my phone bill.
I'd be like, I'm just upset about something very minuscule, but like, it has set me over the edge. So
I am done. And we would talk it out, and you would be fine 5-10 minutes later, sometimes 30 minutes later. And we would do this, we would have a slither of our day available, and we would still take the time to do that with each other. And through that, you gave me permission to also do the same and be like, I am frustrated. Today is not my favorite day, or I don't feel good about myself, or I don't feel good about this. And to have a sounding board to just say it. I remember I called you, I think it was around the time of my birthday, and I was just like, I just feel sad sometimes around this time of year. I was just like crying.
During your birthday. Your birthday was very, it was one of those birthdays that I feel we all have one. Sometimes we have multiple of these birthdays and very symbolic, but birthdays are so related to like a happy feeling, right? You're supposed to be like super excited and celebrated, very, very cookie cutter on like how we've been taught for years, how birthdays are supposed to be. And sometimes birthdays are just not that. They're just not as celebrated. They're not as happy. And then put your birthday, everybody has had one, but put your birthday during a pandemic where
two birthdays during a pandemic.
Right. And then it's not what you painted. And I think in those times we talked often about just again going back to transition and also just there's a difference between living at your own home and being alone and feeling lonely on a day that's supposed to be about you. That's a different feeling. And I think that there are times when you are at home, when you're living on your own and you feel like, okay, I'm feeling lonely or I'm feeling alone versus actually feeling lonely or detached on your birthday, where it's supposed to be about you. We have this really weird connection to ourselves. And sometimes when a situation pulls things, at least for me, I think, when a situation pulls things away from me, like the way your birthday was set up, it almost feels like, what am I doing? Like you start asking these questions to yourself, like, what am I doing? Am I in the right place? Am I making the right decisions? What's my life? Is this what I thought my life was gonna be at this? You know, you really have these like really cathartic moments. And they can feel very emotional because you're just sitting there with yourself.
That part, yeah. And I think this past one, and I have a history in the past of having really deep bouts of just, I hate to say it, but like I get to feeling a little depressed on my birthday and just like these deep bouts of loneliness. And it's not coming from actually being lonely. It's just like an internalized state of being that I've lived with for so long that occasionally she likes to show up and be like, yeah, remember me, I'm still here. And a lot of healing has come this past year from that very thing. Whereas like last year, I felt like I needed to be around people. This year, I feel like I'm gonna be alone. I think I'm gonna finally embrace it and just be like, no, we're gonna work through that feeling because the only way out is through.
I think what it is too is, it's a control thing too. You know what I mean? When we make a decision to be alone, like it's a, hey, I'm going to go on a trip by myself for my birthday. You've already pre-thought about that. You've already know what kind of energy you're tapping into. You know what kind of feeling you're going for. When you've made a decision that is, hey, I'm going to have this big celebration with my friends and family and do it this kind of way. And it's going to be this beautiful thing. And it doesn't, and it's not that way. You're like, that's not the energy that I was thinking. So now I'm by myself and I'm like, wait, we're supposed to have this tea party and there was supposed to be this thing and I was supposed to feel this way and all of these things I'm not hitting. So
it's not hitting up. It's not giving what it's supposed to have gave. And you'll be somewhere like, I should have just stayed, and for me, this happens. Sometimes I feel more at home with myself when I am alone. And then sometimes, and it might be an expectation things, like the expectation of how you'll feel when you're surrounded by people and when it doesn't live up, how lonely that feels. And it's like, for me, I would almost rather opt to just choose to be alone and really just be with myself because then I don't actually feel lonely than be in a room full of people and feel lonely.
That's what it is. It's the room full of, for me, it's the room full of people. It's a lot more noticeable in your feelings when you're in a place where you see maybe couples are together, maybe it's a group of friends, maybe it's a family, and you see all these people interacting and socializing with each other, and you're just like, I'm enjoying the environment, and I'm having a drink, it's a beautiful time, but you could feel so, so by yourself in that moment. Mm-hmm. And other people could look at you and think, wow, she looks beautiful. Look at her just enjoying herself by herself, having herself a drink. You know, there's the, it's the perception that we play for ourselves, and how we feel like the world is looking at us too, has a lot to do with it. It can kind
of. And it's not to say in some of those moments you aren't just chilling and doing your own thing and having a good time with yourself. It's just like, here's that, it creeps in, and you just kind of, you have to play with that and evaluate like which side of it you're on. In this particular year, I was on the other side of it unexpectedly. Unexpectedly, I thought that this year was going to be, I thought I was going to feel booming, but I went through a big shift this year too. And I don't think I even realized how big of a shift I was going through. Like, whereas like I realized the shift you were going through from like the moment it happened, I started noticing. I'm not surprised about anything that's happening in your life right now. Not one thing. And yet for myself, I don't think I noticed the shifts as visibly as I noticed in those who are in my life.
Isn't it funny how it happens like that? Because I know exactly what shifts happened for you. I know exactly yeah. shifts that happened to you. I could literally list the million. There were so many. Literally. There was, especially with guided surrender, there was a lot.
Yeah.
They were really beautiful and they were supposed to happen. Yeah. If they didn't happen, it would be questionable because it would have held you back. So it didn't happen.
That was the big thing for this year, is I think I had a lot holding me back. And I've been saying that in the classes that I've been teaching all week, is we focus a lot on how the year starts. And then as the year ends, we forget to reflect on and chart our progress and actually see how it went. So the other day I was sitting right here, and I promise you, I probably wrote my first book. Like, I was just journaling and writing out the year and all these different things that happened and really charting it and really like looking like, dang, like all this stuff happened. And it was very euphoric for me to do that. And what I realized, I was like, you let a lot go. You let a lot go. There was a lot.
And you let a lot in. That's one thing that I was extremely proud of, is you and I talk a lot about like who heals the healer. If anybody knows me, that's what I call Franny, is like the healer. I don't even describe her as anything else. I go find out what that means, because it's different for everybody, you know? But who heals the healer? And me and Franny are so opposite. You know, I'm so involved with getting attached really easily, and I take things very personally. And that's something I struggle with, that she balances me out for. But one thing she's good at is she can be very detached. She has an ability to detach herself very well and smoothly out of things that don't serve her anymore. So this year, she's actually like allowed things to attach to her and that she's attached to, which has actually grown her a lot. And deciding, that's where those things come into place as you get older, is like, what are those things that I do allow to, you know, attach to me and I attach to, and what are the things that I see that don't serve me and I do need to detach from? So it was really beautiful to see you really push yourself and allow yourself to get attached, because that's not something that you really, that's not your forte. That's my forte.
Yeah, not a vibe over here. You're right. And it's so, and I'm actually really surprised to hear that from you. Because I don't know that I noticed that.
Definitely have. There's so many times where we've had conversations and you were just like, you were definitely like pushing yourself out of your comfort zone to be open to those attachments and just conversations. The one thing I'm really proud of for us is Franny and I have had like multiple very uncomfortable conversations that most people, if they were in mature friendships and relationships, wouldn't be able to have without kind of slaughtering those relationships professionally and personally. And it was really nice to be in a safe space with somebody where you could tell somebody like, hey, you know, I'm not liking this, or I'm not feeling comfortable in this, or like, this isn't working for me because of this. And just being able to have a conversation, because anytime you bring a negative comment into something, automatically people's emotions are going to be rising and they're going to take things very personally, and it could just end really badly.
Yeah. And it prevents you from having those conversations that are sometimes uncomfortable, because you are worried about emotional reactions. And that is something that I did open myself up to. And I'm very happy that that happened. Is a lot more love. And that was my word this year, love and prosperity. And I thought it was going to look different than it does, but I truly let people love me this year. And in letting people love me, I built some amazing bonds and friendships that I literally, this is the year that I feel like lifelong shit started to build, lifelong stuff. Like, I know for a fact our bond is lifelong, and it is, and it's intense because it's not something that I thought I was even open to a year ago. Like, I was literally not intentionally on the no new friends list. I just like wasn't looking. For the past few years, I don't think I've been in expectation of any type of love, like what I'm receiving and what's been overflowing into my life. And that probably does come being super attached and like moving and traveling solo and having a very solo journey for the past few years. And then this year being like,
well, then think about it too. Right. Exactly. Think about all those times that you were like going and coming and going and coming. You're not really noticing those kind of things because you're so distracted by like, you're just constantly going. Now then the world like, oh, stop. And after you, the first stop, it's just like, oh, this is nice. I get to stop and rest for a minute. But then after that stop kind of like comes to surface and you go, okay, well, we're still stopped. I thought we were going to pick, this was going to be a break. We're going to pick it up. That break turns into almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's not what I thought that was going to be. So now all these things are surfacing and you start to notice those things. You and I have talked about that a lot, how trauma or even just things that we didn't really pay attention to before have resurfaced in the last year and a half.
Oh, yes. It was like they came out of the graveyard and were coming for their keeping. Like, hello? It's me.
And you're like, excuse me, I've never seen you before.
I tried to call you about your calls and didn't want.
When you told
this episode will continue into the next episode. So we are excited to see you back for another round of Surrender Soul Chats and Guided Meditations, season 2, 11, 11, New Beginnings. See you next time. Mwah.